From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. Air defenses destroyed it, and there were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Security Council that Iran may be implicated.
While we don't yet have sufficient insight into this particular attack, it bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided weapons. It is only a matter of time before one of these missiles hits the target.
She quoted the Houthis as saying the intended target was a meeting of Saudi leaders and called it a flashing red siren for the council. She said sanctions against Iran should be considered. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between the rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. A missile attack against Saudi Arabia last month prompted the coalition to temporarily close access to Yemen to block weapons shipments. But it also cut access for desperately needed aid. A UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, warned of a growing catastrophe.
Yemen is the largest food insecurity crisis in the world, and our recent humanitarian needs overview identified almost 18 million people who are in need of support food-wise.
Iran has said it supports the rebels but denies supplying them with weapons. The European Union's executive has triggered proceedings against Poland that could lead to sanctions over its recent decisions involving the judiciary. The Commissioner Frans Timmermans said, "We are doing this for Poland." This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Human Rights Envoy to Myanmar, Yang He Lee, says the government is barring her from visiting the country to assess the situation there. Lee's announcement coincides with Myanmar's military revealing the discovery of 10 bodies in a mass grave in northwestern Rakhine State. That's where more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims once lived before fleeing to Bangladesh. Lee said she is puzzled and disappointed by the government's decision, which gives off, quote, a strong indication there must be something terribly awful happening in Rakhine. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi appealed to the Kenyan government for patience in trying to close down the Dadaab refugee camp, home to tens of thousands of Somali refugees.
The people of this camp continue to need help, even if there are some possibilities of repatriation. Many people don't want to take those opportunities now. They should be free not to take those opportunities and to continue to be protected and assisted here.
A voluntary repatriation program is underway. Kenya suspects Al-Shabaab insurgents have been recruiting from the camp. Grandi appealed for more global assistance to help millions of refugees across Africa. Campaigning has ended ahead of Thursday's special election in Spain's Catalonia region. Madrid imposed direct rule and called for the election after squashing an independence drive. Pre-election polls suggest a close election outcome between those supporting independence and those who wish to remain part of Spain.
Pues esta fecha histórica sí que va a ser importante porque el jueves va a ser la fecha de
candidate
Inés
Arrimadas of the Citizens Party, which opposes independence, vowed that Thursday would be the expiration date for the independence process. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Wednesday said either government or Russian airstrikes have killed nearly 20 people in the town of Mar Shireen in rebel-held northwestern Idlib province. Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy, Syria Envoy Staffan de Mistura called on the Security Council to propose a timeline for elections and guidance on constitutional reform to revive 3 years of stalled peace talks. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.